and Will Make a Spark. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Relationship, Padme Amidala, Cody. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Undercover Missions, Undercover as a Couple, Attraction, and Developing Relationship. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITBE 2022. I appreciate your willingness to indulge me, Commander, Padme says, keeping her eyes very firmly fixed forward as Tekla works. Just because she wants to stare doesn't mean she will. She's not sure about the protocol for dealing with a clone who's out of his armor, and crossing boundaries is the last thing she wants to risk right now. Fox told me to expect a milk run, Cody says, just a little wry. So I assume I should prepare for disaster instead. Padme wants to deny it, but Rush is part of the banking clans, and they've proved more than once over the course of the war that they're largely in business for themselves alone, regardless of their promises to the Republic. I don't think being prepared is a bad thing, she allows, the most diplomatic way she can think to put it. Cody's unimpressed snort makes her smile. Your willingness to go undercover makes things easier, though. I'm grateful. Rex keeps getting dragged undercover, Cody says, amused. Figure it's about time I do the same. There's a rustle of cloth, a shift, and then he asks, Good? I believe that will do, Tekla agrees after a moment, and Padme can tell from her voice that she's smiling. What do you think, my lady? Does he pass for a Naboo aide well enough? Padme turns, steps around the edge of the doorway, and stops short. There is, vaguely, a reminder that she should breathe somewhere in the back of her mind, a flicker of recrimination to stop staring. But at the same time, she can't quite pull her eyes away from Cody. It's not purely Naboo fashion Tekla has dressed him in. Some of the pieces are borrowed from Bail, because none of the men in the Naboo delegation can match Cody's build, but... Oh, she says. And maybe it's a little unsteady, but there's heat in the pit of her stomach, a flutter in her chest. Cody looks good, imposing, stately, the kind of figure that will draw eyes no matter who else is in the room. Naboo fashion suits him, and blue suits him, and gold suits him, and Padme curls her fingers in her draping sleeves and tries to remember how to be polite. Tekla smiles, pleased with herself. I'll finish packing, she says, and slips past Padme, her steps perfectly silent. Padme takes a half step back, trying to conceal the reaction, even if she's already had it, trying to marshal a better response. It suits you well, Commander, she says, and looks up. Cody is watching her, a little sharp, a little assessing. Marshal Commander, she thinks, of the entirety of the Seventh Sky Corps. It's a role he's more than competent at, and she can see why just looking at him. We may have to change your role from aide to statesman, though. Rush won't believe you're just an aide. Cody is still looking, and he takes a half step forward to match her, brushing the fall of her cloak back slightly. Senator, he says, and then stops himself, pauses like he's weighing the words, and then asks, quietly, "You like what you see?" Padme smiles at him, faintly rueful. "Caught," she thinks. Not that it was her subtlest moment. "I do," she says evenly. "You're a very handsome man, Commander, and like this, you look striking." Cody weighs that, too, then smiles. "My first time out of armor," he says, and offers Padme his arm. "Can't say how much it means to me, Senator, to see you react like that." Padme can't help but laugh a little, stepping forward to slide her hand over his forearm. He's warm, even through both of their layers of clothing, and the hand he lays over hers is rough, strong. He has the same blaster calluses that Padme does. "Then allow me to assure you, Commander, you're very hard not to stare at." Cody glances down at her, then up. "I could say the same," he says, and his fingers tighten over hers, for just a moment, before he loosens his grip. Padme catches his free hand, slots their fingers together. "Perhaps," she says, "Rush would be more willing to forget his previous feelings for me if I brought a fiancé. Assuming such a thing wouldn't make you uncomfortable, Commander?" Cody pauses, then curls his fingers over Padme's. "It would be my pleasure," he says, just a little rough. "Assuming that you can call me Cody." Padme smiles. "I believe we can come to an agreement," she allows. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!